1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. The Israeli government overnight approving a hostage release deal with Hamas. ABC's Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem with details.
50 Israeli women and children set to be freed in small groups each day over a four-day ceasefire. 30 children in that group, including 3-year-old Abigail Idan, who is American. In exchange, Israel will allow more aid and fuel into the Gaza Strip and release 150 Palestinian women and minors convicted of security-related offenses.
Big brawl between fans at Brazil's Maracana Stadium at the start of the South American World Cup qualifying match. It lasted nearly a half hour. Police using batons to break up fights between rival squad supporters. Sam Altman is back in the driver's seat at OpenAI. The board that fired the ChatGPT creator abruptly last Friday is being replaced, and Altman is once again the company's CEO. This is ABC News.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Lawyer Mark Gaber, arguing for the petitioners, suggests Wisconsin's political boundaries are some of the most out of proportion in the United States.
This shocks people across the country who look at this map. This is like foreign to what redistricting looks like.
The court will decide whether Wisconsin's maps are drawn to the point of being unconstitutional. The opening weekend of the 9-day gun deer hunt in Wisconsin was slower than last year. The Department of Natural Resources says this year's opening weekend numbers were about 16% lower than last year. Wildlife officials blame mild weather. This year's season started several days earlier than last year's. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. According to a Northern News Now report, new information has emerged regarding the alleged sexual abuse at Vineyard Church in Duluth. An organization called Grace, which investigates sex crimes in churches for the churches, alleges the parents of pastoral assistant Jackson Gatlin, including now former senior pastor Michael Gatlin, knew about the abuse allegations involving him but did nothing. Jackson was arrested earlier this year, accused of having sex with underage members of a church group. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reporting that opening weekend hunting numbers are down this year. Hunters reportedly registered just over 92,000 deer on the opening weekend of gun deer season, a 16% decrease from 2022's opening weekend and a 10% decrease below the 5-year average. Preliminary data also shows a slight drop in the number of hunters with deer license, down a little over 0.5% from this time 2022. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, what the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's the Packers and the Lions on Thanksgiving. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Detroit has hosted an NFL game on Thanksgiving since 1934. The tradition continues when the Lions face Green Bay, kickoff at 11:30 a.m. on CBS. 17 players on the Packers injury list, including rookie tight end Luke Musgrave, who had to be hospitalized with an abdominal injury after beating the Chargers on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
He didn't say anything all game. You know, something came up and he'd been in the hospital.
NBA, big game for the Bucks. They lay their 5-game winning streak on the line when they take on Drew Holiday and the Celtics, 6:30 tonight in Boston. Giannis, interviewed on Bally Sports Wisconsin, asked about Chris Middleton surpassing Sidney Moncrief for leading score in franchise history.
He's number 4 now. How cool is that for you?
It's really cool, but he's not catching me. he's not catching me. Got a long way to go.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. mainly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 43. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 22 tonight, cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, high of 30. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 23.
Mino and the Mayor.
Lisa Malik, Local 5 Live. Good morning.
Hi, so nice to be back with you again.
Nice to see you. How come you never have me on your co-host, your TV show anymore?
If you guys think herding cats is like herding Mino for radio, you should try doing that for 4-minute segments for TV.
Her producer, go here and just, Lisa, for the love of God, control him this segment.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday mornings from 6 until 8. On the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. From the heart of the St. Croix Valley,
we're in touch with you.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. As unbelievable as it is the 22nd of November. And that's... Wow, where did the year go? Hey, good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. Like you were alluding to, we made it to the long weekend coming up.
Yeah, man, but it's really amazing. It's the 22nd of November, and came out of nowhere, man. You know, and wanted to talk a little bit. You know, yesterday I was finishing up, picking up the things that I need as I prepare to spend some time in the kitchen. You're going to be doing the same thing, man. I just love my time in the kitchen, man. You?
Yeah, I certainly enjoyed it. I wouldn't do it if I didn't like it.
Oh, do you do it only during Thanksgiving?
That's the one time where I really am able to focus on it. I like to do it every once in a while, but it's hard to find the time.
Right, man. So do you do it before your mom does what she has to do, or do you guys in there moving around at the same time?
Well, since I'll have to get the turkey in the oven before most of her stuff, so I'll try to be out of her way.
Yeah. You know, man, I'm going to I got to start early tomorrow morning because the Packer kickoff is 11:30, man. Right? It's 11:30. I don't want to be, you know, in the kitchen putzing around in the kitchen while the Packer game is going on. You know, in the old days, I used to be able to bring a little portable TV in the kitchen. And, you know, you could use that portable TV, but portable TVs have gone the way of the dinosaur. So, you know, I don't have a television in the kitchen. I'm never going to get to that point. You?
I don't have a TV in the kitchen, but the way my house is set up, I can kind of see the TV from the kitchen.
Yeah. Well, I won't be spending time watching the game while I'm trying to cook. So I'm going to go ahead and get that out of the way. You know, things have come a long way. There are more men in the kitchen than there have been probably in lifetime. My dad would never spend any time in the kitchen unless it was looking for something for him to eat or to get a beer, right? Your dad?
He grills a little, but for the most part, yeah, he doesn't really.
Oh, man, my dad didn't grill. He didn't do any of that. I guess his thing was, hey, I'm providing the sustenance, you know, keeping the roof over people's heads, and I shouldn't have to worry about that. But, you know, something about men in the kitchen. And for decades, that wasn't the case. Our phone lines are open, as always, at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We got any men in the listening audience who are going to be spending, who will be spending some time in the kitchen on tomorrow? I'm sure we probably do, man. But I know, I love being in the kitchen, man. It's something about, you know, just getting in there and you know, the chefs, right? Most of the chefs are men. So it's not unusual to have men in the kitchen, right? It's really not unusual to have men in the kitchen when it comes to chefs. But clearly, if you're not a chef, then it's kind of unusual to have men there. But, man, I've grown so accustomed to it that, man, I'm excited, man. I'm looking forward to getting in there and having at it and taking that bird I purchased on yesterday and fresh, always fresh. Well, as much as I preach on the air about getting fresh turkey, if you haven't had it, now, you know, it could be fresher. You can, if you live in a rural area, you can catch that fellow who's been floating around out back. It doesn't get any fresher than that. But, you know, I'm going to Calvin. And here's a little information from, you know, an older guy who's in the kitchen. When you season your bird, you put it on the outside, right?
Well, I usually put I usually cover it in butter and I try to put it under the skin.
There you go. As a man who knows a little something. Who taught you that?
YouTube videos.
Oh, okay. Yeah. YouTube video. So when I started cooking, there was no YouTube video to teach you that. And it took me a number of years to realize I put my fresh basil that I mince up. Try fresh basil, man, if you ever get a chance. Mince it up really, really well with that butter and put it under the skin. People make mistakes when they're frying their turkeys or cooking their turkeys in the oven. Do you cover yours with aluminum foil?
Not until the end if one part's getting a little too done.
See, you are. Oh man, come on! You didn't learn it the hard way. You went on the internet and smart, but man, I had to learn it over the years. You know how to get it done and. Hit and miss. I remember one time I had, I had about six turkeys that I was supposed to deep fry for people on Thanksgiving. And this was when they had the deep fryers outside. When you hear about deep frying turkeys, most people think you're still using that archaic way of doing it. Outside by the garage in a big pot. Is that the way you?
Yeah. A couple of years ago, we went to my aunt's house and she deep fries her turkey and that's how she does it.
Well, so you no longer have to do that. And that when people use that and propane and it's windy, it's hit and miss because the wind will blow the flame and kick up the heat of the peanut oil and you can't regulate it. And so that's why people would do it in their garages, because if you do it outside and the wind blows it, it kicks the heat up. You can't regulate the heat. Peanut oil burns at 376 degrees. And so what you want ideally is for the peanut oil to be at its optimum, which is 375. But that 1 degree above 75 then burns the oil and it burns the bird and destroys what it is you're trying to do. So they came up, I don't know, maybe 8-9 years ago now with electric fryers that you fried in the house. You plug it into the wall and you don't need propane and you don't need to stand around it. When you're doing it at home in the big pot and you got to watch it, you can't go anywhere. You've got to stand there all of that time. So when you're deep frying turkey, it's 4 minutes a pound is what the rate is. So when you're doing it inside your house, man, you don't even have to worry about it. You drop it. You go and do whatever it is you want to do because you know the temperature is not going to get any higher than 375 degrees. The way it's plugged into your wall and circuit, I have all this stuff works, but it won't kick it up any higher than 375, and you can do all these other things. But, man, I can taste it right now, you know, and the skin, mon ami. It's going to be a great time. I'm just amazed, man. I'm getting smarter because, you know, I get around and get the things I need several days ahead of time. I was always the guy who was in there, you know, the same day, sometimes having to run back to the store because I didn't plan ahead of time. But, you know, women are wise, and they've been doing this for a while. They know how to do it, but I'm learning. And so I'm excited, man, about getting in the kitchen and having at it and creating another masterpiece, you know. And the other part of it is I use orange juice. Calvin, I mix the orange juice with the basil and a special kind of spice, and I put that in the microwave oven, and then I inject the bird all the way through, and it the meat remains moist. It can never dry out. The white meat, the breast meat, never dries out because the orange juice and the butter and the basil, it just moisturizes the bird. And what the magic is, once you drop the bird in the 375-degree peanut oil, it seals the pores. So none of that juice can get out of the bird. And that's why a fresh bird is so important. None of the juice can escape, so the bird cooks from the inside out, as opposed to the outside in. And because it's cooking from the inside out, it remains moist. Listen, that's, you know, maybe I need to create my own cookbook.
Yeah, or your own cooking show.
Yeah, my own cooking show. Now, that would be pretty cool, man. Maybe we'll look into that. But my own cooking show, the Earl Ingram cooking show, because I do more than turkey now, you know, more than just another pretty face. Listen, we are going to talk after we come back about, you know, people have not taken COVID shots, and I get it, but there's some things going on that are really important and lined up for the future that you need to hear about. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I was going to talk about something very important. I'm gonna save that until the next go round. But I want to ask you guys at 844-967-2789, if you volunteer, and if you do, tell us what kind of volunteering you do. One of the things that I want to do, especially in the next year, is to get more people to volunteer. If you aren't. If you are a lonely person, or whether or not your cup runneth over, man, volunteering is where it's at. I don't care if it's in the schools. Many people volunteer in their churches. Many people volunteer in all sorts of realms. But man, I really want to push the idea of people volunteering their time, because I think sometimes people don't realize just what you get out of it. You know, it's we can think about what it does for other people, and it does. You really make a difference in somebody else's life, but you don't realize the difference that it makes in you. And so if you're a person who is, you know, bored, not really understand, not having a lot of things going on. I don't care if you're in a small town, wherever you are, there's always something somewhere and somebody who could use your help. Let's go to John. Good morning to you, John. How you doing, man?
Good morning. From Bose. I'm a volunteer.
Yes, Bose. Sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I volunteer as a carpenter's helper. Well, this old lady next door to me died last winter, but before she did, she used to pull her groceries on a sled across the snow.
Wow.
And then park the sled there and go in and load her refrigerator up, you know. Well, I saw she just had some pallets laying there for her to walk on. And I thought, oh, my God, I should throw a sheet of plywood down for her, you know?
Right.
So I put a sheet of plywood down, and I didn't even tell her, but just because she probably wouldn't ask for help.
Let me ask you, man. And so without her even asking, you did that. What made you decide to do it, right? Because you had been watching it, but what made you finally decide to, hey, I can do this. I'm going to do this.
Well, I just looked at her. You know, you have, it's called the entrance and exit of a building.
Right.
Well, she had a pallet that was upside down. You know, it's kind of an irregular right. pattern.
Right.
And that's an easy trip hazard.
To get hurt, right.
Sure, because us carpenters know that most of the injuries happens on the stairs.
You know, John, man, thank you. Are you done volunteering, or are you going to now keep moving?
Keep moving on. And I just wanted to add catfish to your fat frying recipe. Try catfish.
Oh, okay. Now, do you fry cat? You don't fry catfish in peanut oil.
No, but I have a smoker that heats it up to 450 degrees for 2 hours. It holds it with hickory smoke.
Wow.
It holds that temperature for 2 hours, 450 degrees. That's the Canadian recipe.
So if you drop fish into 450 degrees, it doesn't take long for that to cook. It must be almost simultaneously.
Yes, it is.
All right, John, thank you very much for the call, man. Thank you very much for volunteering. Really appreciate it. That's the whole purpose, you know. And he was talking about an elderly woman who he was watching, you know, doing those things. People don't ask. People are proud. And so it behooves us to not wait for somebody to ask, because people are proud, especially elderly people. And they're going to do it themselves, and that's the way they were raised. And I can tell you, as, you know, I age, just not capable of doing the things that I was doing before. And so it only gets worse as you age even more. So, you know, there's always somebody. Your family members, your neighbor, your neighbors, children. So find a way, find some time to volunteer, and not just during Thanksgiving or Christmas or any of those other things. I'm telling you what it will do for you. It will change your belief system, you know, and make things clearer about why we're all here. You don't have to spend as much time doing it as others, but just begin on a smaller scale. Make a commitment this coming year that you are going to improve somebody else's life, somebody else's lot in life. If it's no more than what John just talked about, saw this woman, elderly woman, in an area, a rural area, you know, pulling a sleigh, for heaven's sakes, and then struggling to get back to her home, into her home, because there's no sidewalk there, and she's got these things just strewn around, and he improved her life. She didn't ask, but I'm sure she was thankful. That's what we have to do from this point forward. Take some time out. Make a difference in somebody else's life, and it'll make a difference in yours. When we come back, I'm going to talk about a pill designed to slow aging. I wonder how many people will be lined up to get that, Calvin. A pill designed to slow aging? We'll return.
With you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Marquette University's John Johnson says the court will decide if so-called islands outside district borders are constitutional.
So they proposed a map that kept municipalities in a single district, even when the municipality was composed of pieces that didn't all touch each other.
Johnson spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Conservation groups are asking Governor Evers to block a proposed land exchange to build a new private golf course along Lake Michigan. Under the plan, the state would trade around 7 acres of the Black River Forest for about 9 acres of Kohler Company property. The groups say that the deal would set a bad precedent for public land use. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A Duluth woman was sentenced to 3 years of supervised probation for her role in a hit-and-run crash in 2022. According to a Northern News Now report, 79-year-old Peggy Flodding crossed over the center line on Highway 23 in July of 2022, hitting a pedestrian before driving away. The pedestrian who was hit, Nancy Waters, suffered serious injuries as a result of the crash but survived. Flodding entered a Norgard plea, meaning she did not remember the events of the day but recognized there was sufficient evidence. The Wisconsin State Supreme Court took up a long-awaited gerrymandering case on Tuesday as advocates for fair legislative maps rallied across the state. Proponents of new maps argue that the Republican-drawn maps don't reflect the state's partisan divide and were drawn to keep Republicans in power in violation of the state constitution. Conservatives referred to the effort as a power grab following the pivotal election of liberal state Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's the Packers and the Lions on Thanksgiving. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Detroit has hosted an NFL game on Thanksgiving since 1934. The tradition continues when the Lions face Green Bay, kickoff at 11:30 a.m. on CBS. 17 players on the Packers injury list, including rookie tight end Luke Musgrave, who had to be hospitalized with an abdominal injury after beating the Chargers on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
He didn't say anything all game. You know, something came up and he'd been in the hospital.
NBA, big game for the Bucks. They lay their 5-game winning streak on the line when they take on Drew Holiday and the Celtics, 6:30 tonight in Boston. Giannis, interviewed on Bally Sports Wisconsin, asked about Chris Middleton surpassing Sidney Moncrief for leading score in franchise history.
He's number 4 now. How cool is that for you?
He's really cool, but he's not catching me. He's not catching me. Got a long way to go.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy skies today, with daytime highs approaching 43. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 22 tonight, cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, high of 30. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 24.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. UK.
Like a sound you hear that lingers in your ear, but you can't forget from sundown to sun.
tonight, and welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Calvin, you know, people, only 14% of Americans thus far have received the COVID vaccine, this year's COVID vaccine. And I understand there are people who don't trust the government, and they don't think the risk is as severe, and clearly it's not as severe as it was 2 years ago, but it is spreading. And, you know, I know a couple of people who had COVID-19 already. And so, you know, I got my vaccination with my flu shot and my, and my shingles shot last week. So I got all three vaccinations. And, you know, clearly I had a decision to make that everybody else has and will have to make for themselves. Those 65 and older, 35% of those 65 and older have had their inoculation. And I want to just ask the listening audience a question, especially those in my age demographic. There is a new pill that's moving rapidly that they say will slow aging. It is really on the fast track. And so it's going to be, you know, it's going to be on the market soon. And I wonder, if people in my age demographic would be willing to take the anti-aging pill, you know, if that's something that you would consider, would you say, well, I'm not going to trust it because it's the government? And I'm trying to draw a contrast between where this will end in people's views on whether or not we can trust the government or trust this or trust that. But I'm pretty sure phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. If it was on the market today, a pill that will slow the aging process, we'd have so many people lined up to get it that they wouldn't be able to even, you know, produce enough of it that people will be clamoring for. No question. And so if we would be willing to do that, there are people who are right now developing that. Government is certainly involved in it. As a person who, again, who is aging, and many of my those in the listening audience, what the pill is going to do is it's not going to stop you and I from, you know, getting to a point where, you know, you stop having birthdays. You know, that's not what they're talking about. What they're talking about is something that will prevent the diseases that we wind up with as we age. The heart issues that we have, diabetes, and all of those other things, kidney diseases, and all of the other things that impact the elderly as we get older. That's exactly what they are working on, and I'm putting my money on the fact that they're going to come up with that idea. Now, it may not happen you know, in my lifetime. But it certainly will be there in Calvin's. And so where do people draw the line on not trusting the government or medical science? Where do you draw the line? 844-967-2789. And this is the line COVID. And the reason that I'm saying these things is I know what is political. The main reason that people are not looking to take the COVID vaccination is political. So people fail to remember how many people died. Oh, how short our memories are. Mine is not that short. I remember, you know, freezer trucks lined up outside of New York with corpses in them. And a lot of people I knew, friends and others, who didn't make it through it. And now people, we don't believe that COVID is going to be a problem anymore. Based on what? 844-967-2789. Based on the fact, and I am one who has a hard time trusting the government in many instances. I come here every day, Monday through Friday, talk about the poisoning of the food, the air, the water. It's true. Really is. It happens. Our government is aware of it. Corporations do it. You know, I talk a lot sometimes about what's happening with the pharmaceutical companies and what they're doing. True. But at some point in time, you know, when you've seen a situation like COVID, there's no guessing what transpired. You know, where do you draw the line? And I'm really surprised. I know people are worried. You know, I look around. Calvin, have you noticed there are people wearing masks again?
I actually haven't seen that, but I would believe it. It's definitely that season.
Oh, man, there are people wearing masks. 844-967-2789. Probably some of our listeners. I see people wearing masks, and I want to ask them, so you brought the mask back out. Do you think the mask is a safer alternative than the vaccine? Well, you know, there's going to be some side effects to the vaccine. I just had the vaccine. I have not had any side effects. Every time I took that vaccine, I never had a side effect. But for heaven's sakes, only 14% of the population has taken the vaccination. At the same time, the anti-vaxxers are pushing back against their children taking the vaccinations that we all took when we were children to stop diphtheria, tuberculosis, and all manner of other diseases, the measles, the mumps, rubella. Those things used to be prominent and pervasive in the society until those vaccinations came in and shut them down. And then by law, children, babies, newborn babies had to be vaccinated. Some of those things are starting to make their way back. And I know, yeah, people have a right. It's their decisions on whether or not they're going to do those things. I'm just saying, make sure your decision is an educated decision, not based on what Earl says on Facebook posts. you know, or what Calvin says on TikTok, you know. But apparently we're willing to listen to that foolishness and not look and search. I have no problem if you search those things out yourself. But for heaven's sakes, 14% of Americans. Now, it may be, again, that you have to now pay for that vaccination, $135. You know, I just found out that the COVID testing kits are still free. You can get as many as 8 of those. And I would suggest that people do get those. They're free from the government. Excuse me. But I just don't, again, for the life of me, understand. You know, 14%, only 14% of Americans. Something about us as Americans. You know, the fact that we are stubborn and that it has to happen to us before we are willing to make any changes. We have to see it. We have to be one of the people who's impacted and affected. We're certainly not going to go based on what medical science says. We just are not. And there was a time when the American people did listen to that, right? Our forefathers did that. They listened to it. My mother made sure all 13 of her children were vaccinated. She did that. She believed in that. I made sure that my children were vaccinated. But today, we just have no faith, no trust whatsoever. But I'll say this. COVID's going to hit hard. Now, and some of the same people who won't take the COVID vaccine, they're taking the flu shot. I don't understand how, if you're going to take a flu shot and trust the flu shot, you won't then go ahead and take the COVID shot as well. I don't understand that. It comes to a point where either you or I are going to have some faith that we have to be willing to accept and believe and trust somewhere along the line. We used to do that. Anyway, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about long-term care. All these things go hand in hand. Long-term care, because it's upon us, and I don't think we're ready for it. We'll return on the other side. Be right back.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's gone soul. We've got a doggone beat now. We're gonna call our very own.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Long-term health care. I remember my mother, who would, from the time we were all young, again, there were 13 of us, and she would buy these policies, you know, life insurance policies, $1,000 back in the 70s, early 70s. And she would do all she could in preparation to make sure that we were we're going to be taken care of in some way, shape, or form. And people have done that for a lot of years, even for their moms, buying insurance policies that they thought would provide an adequate amount of care as their loved ones aged. But again, we live in a society and a government that allowed private business that runs those things to not live up to the deal. For 35 years, Angela Jermott and her five brothers paid premiums on a long-term care insurance policy for their 91-year-old mother. But the policy does not cover home health aides, whose assistance allows her to stay in her Sacramento bungalow near the friends and neighbors she loves. Her family pays about $7,000 a month for that. Hey Calvin, $7,000 a month is a lot of money, right?
Yeah, that's a ton of money.
Man, and so that's what they are paying for their mom. They wanted her to stay in her home. And so they paid all this money in plans that she would. But when she got to the point where it was time, all that money they paid could not provide what she wanted and what they spent in order to preserve her standard of living, to be around her families, to be around her neighbors, to be around the community and the home that she loved. Let's do this. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Likewise.
And your family.
Likewise.
I listen to some of the stuff that you do along those paths, and you're a very kind man, Earl. I don't agree with a lot of things that we talk about, but I hear the good, and I hear the things, the good things you do for people. And I just, I'm not going to go down a political road today.
Well, thank you, so, man. Let me ask you, CJ, your thoughts on, you know, what happens. You and I, in a very short period of time, I don't want my family taking care of me. I don't want my sons to have to put their lives on hold to take care of me. And so people need to get plans in place. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And yet, CJ, people think that they have their plans in place, and then they find out, I don't know, man, $7,000 a month I can't afford for me to be taken care of. I'm just saying, I don't have it like that. Maybe you do, but that's a lot of money, and most people don't, CJ. What happens to those of us who can't afford that?
Well,
the majority of us can't.
My siblings and I went through this with my mom, and our system is not set up right. That's why it's so important to save and get,
but CJ, you can save, but $7,000 a month. And the way the system is set up, even if you saved, it's going to take all of that and then some.
And they did.
Yeah.
And they did of my mom's.
Her home, too?
We certainly don't pay the health caregivers in those places enough money. And,
no.
The $7,000 a month, a lot of that doesn't go to them. And it's very sad.
That's true.
It's a frustrating system because we had to spend all my mom's money before Medicare took over.
Same thing with my dad.
It was tough, and I don't get it. I really don't.
Well, I know, CJ, but you know what? That's for our mom and dad. In the twinkling of an eye, is going to be you and I. So what I'm saying is we've got to work on that system. It didn't work for our parents. It's certainly not going to work for us. And we've got to come together collectively, be Democrat or Republican, whatever side of the aisle you're on, to fix this. Because there are tens of millions of us who are heading down that path. And we don't want to put that burden on our children. And on our grandchildren, right? Is it safe to say that?
Very much so. And it's a scary thought because I know my mom didn't want to do it.
Right.
And then she sadly came, she hid it from us for a long time, but she was progressing with dementia.
Yeah.
And it is. It's a scary proposition because we've got a lot of financial things such as Social Security and end of life.
Yeah, but it's not enough to cover the cost of, the private healthcare system. CJ, I wish I had more time, man. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, man. I wish you much love, and we'll certainly talk to you on the other side. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We'll be right back.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.